Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. My slave, Matt, has contacted me. We did a very interesting session tonight, as well as one a couple of weeks ago, which I did not post about, but I'm going to update you on both sessions tonight. I think you'll all be interested. I get a lot of inquiries on Slave Matt, and if you click on my category area under Slave Matt, start at the bottom one up, you'll see many interesting sessions that I've done with Slave Matt, and we've gone in a lot of different directions, and he has been serving me. Now I am his long-distance mistress, as he calls me. And let me update you what happened. On our last session, Slave Matt was very concerned about the fact that he had tried to satisfy his wife on several occasions orally, and she was not able to orgasm. And he felt very confused about it. He didn't really know why this happened, why she was doing it. And, you know, I suggested that maybe she was tired. Maybe they had had a little bit too much wine. But whatever the case may be, she definitely didn't orgasm, and it concerned him, which I guess, you know, anyone would feel that way. So as a result, we decided that he would not be allowed to come as a punishment. So we have been doing orgasm denial. And you know, I thoroughly enjoy orgasm denial for one thing. I like the fact that it makes a guy more submissive the less frequently he comes. And I know that men enjoy that sensation, especially that endorphin buildup that you get from that. So he has not come in like 2 weeks since the last time we talked, and that was the condition that both she and he were in. She hadn't come and he hadn't come, although I don't think his wife cares a whole lot if she comes or not. But, you know, us girls tend to be different. So he is being punished, and his punishment is not being allowed to come and orgasm denial. But during that session, and this was really an interesting session, we were talking a lot about different cocks that he sucked and serving guys and all that. And we were talking about serving the cock, you know, getting cock to suck. And that kind of went out the window. Or that might have been the session before. I don't know. But I did not hear a whole lot of updates on that because I think Slave Matt may have gone away. So I'm probably confusing this post. So let me get back on track. In the meanwhile, the deal is he is not allowed to come until his wife has an orgasm. And then we took it to the next level that we don't know when this would be because sometimes he doesn't get to, you know, have any sexual contact with her for a month or two. So if he's not successful in that, I decided that he should serve some cock. And once he satisfies someone, be it his wife or someone else, then he'll be allowed to come. I thought that sounded fair. You know, I mean, if it's going to be 6 months with his wife, I mean, is he really going to be able to hold out for 6 months? I don't know. I doubt that. So I like doing things that are a little bit more realistic. In the meanwhile, he has been online. He's looking for a master to serve. He wants a real-time master, someone in the neck of the woods where he lives. So he found somebody in that area. He's been corresponding back and forth, and I posted this guy's Craigslist ad on my blog, and the guy sounds like a real trip. So you can take a look at that, and below that you'll see the post between Slave Matt and this dominant guy, starting at the bottom up. If you get confused reading it, it's because I have them posted in the wrong order. So we shall see if this dominant man picks Slave Matt to serve him and what the outcome of that will all be. I think it should be very interesting. And if not, I'm sure Slave Matt is going to be out there looking for some cock to serve in the near future, because he's very creative and very good at that. And as you know, I own and control Slave Matt, and he is totally addicted to Miss Mandy. And if you're looking for domination, orgasm denial, chastity, or any of those good things, give Miss Mandy a call at 1-877-732-6360. For more Slave Matt postings, click on Slave Matt over in the categories area, and you will see a bunch of interesting sessions we've done together. And I am totally looking forward to Slave Matt sucking cock, licking his wife's pussy, and keeping me updated on our progress. So keep me posted, Slave Matt, and we'll all be hearing from you soon, I'm sure. Good night. Talk to you soon, Miss Mandy.